This morning's shootout and arrest happened in the city of Linden, New Jersey. That's just west of Staten Island, New York. NPR's Jeff Brady has more on what happened there this morning.
Ahmad Khan Rahami, the suspect, was the target of a regional manhunt. He was discovered at around 10:30 in the morning. Linden Mayor Derek Armstead says the owner of a local bar called police and reported that someone was sleeping in his doorway. Armstead explained to ABC News what happened next.
One of our police officers went to investigate and to wake him up and realize that he was the suspect that has been being sought.
Linden Police Officer James Sarnicki told ABC that the officer then ordered the suspect to show his hands.
And the suspect had his hand like on the side in a valise, and he pulled out a handgun and he fired a shot at the officer, striking him in his bulletproof vest in his abdomen. At that point, the officer returned fire.
Sarnicki says the suspect got up and started walking down the street, firing his handgun. Officers returned fire. Sarnicki says Rahami was shot several times, but was conscious as he was taken into custody. In total, two officers were wounded, but didn't appear to be seriously hurt. Kenneth Robinson lives just a few hundred feet from the bar, but he'd learned about the shootout on TV at a car dealership where he was getting his oil changed.
And news flash, and they said they arrested the guy. Shots was fired. East Elizabeth Ave. I'm like, what? East Elizabeth Ave? That's where I live.
Robinson stopped by the store on the way home, thinking by the time he got there, he'd be able to get back into his house. But when I met him, he was standing next to yellow police tape holding two grocery bags, his house on the other side.
So they said, I can't get in there. I have to stay out. Anybody that leaves out can't get back in. So the whole street taped off, so I have to wait it out and see what happens.
Down the street, Melvin and Vernell Carter were sitting on their front porch. They say most people around here were at work when the shootout happened.
I had family in Virginia calling and wanted to know if we were all right because they recognized the area from visiting us. And we told them, yeah, we all right.
The Carters say when they think of anything related to terrorism, their small town of Linden doesn't come to mind.
It's scary, you know, but we just have to stay prayed up and hope for the best.
Something that's a little bit easier for the Carters, now that a man authorities considered armed and dangerous is in custody. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Linden, New Jersey.